Riggs, and I appreciate you joining me on this podcast. Today, I want to cover the topic about how the market is shifting from stress to distress. And you know, it's interesting to note, here we sit September 2009, and what a year it's been. 1 year after the greatest financial calamity since the Great Depression, it is now clear that with the support of the Federal Reserve and federal government, the credit markets will survive. I think the market went through more uncertainty and chaos than was necessary because the government allowed Lehman Brothers to fail. But at least we know now that despite all the stress of last year, the credit markets will make it through. Although the stress on the credit markets has been relieved, the distress in the commercial real estate market is increasing. Due to the nature of the earnings structure, the transparency, and valuation of commercial real estate, we now know that commercial real estate pricing and activity generally lags the economy and financial markets by approximately 12 months. But with unleveraged equity real estate having already been repriced downward by roughly 30% over the last 12 months during this economic recession, investors are worried about how much lower values and prices will go as the market works through this lag time. Investors who have over-leveraged their positions are finding that their capital structure is in distress, or in many cases, that they have no equity to fall back on. We're hearing from more and more market participants that they are considering defaulting on their loans and letting the properties go back to the lender. You may have heard now about CalPERS, the California Public Employee Retirement System, the nation's largest public pension fund by assets, recently gave up a major property in Portland, Oregon that had a loan on it for $70 million. And Sunstone, a hotel REIT, has forfeited two upscale hotels so far, is also trying to get the payment terms reduced on several of its other hotel properties. When lenders refuse to renegotiate, as has been the case in many instances, owners have little choice but to try to pitch back the keys or pull the property into bankruptcy. A new door and a new chapter for this commercial real estate cycle has clearly been opened. Over the coming year, as the process of repricing and an increasing number of distressed properties create more uncertainty for all investors, commercial real estate will face the greatest challenges that it has seen since the 1990s. The hope is that the rapid repricing, which has already occurred over the past 12 months, means that this process may also end more quickly than it has in previous commercial real estate recessions, and that prices will not decline much further or fall off the cliff. As we look ahead to the next year, RERC expects that cap rates will remain relatively stable for the near term. While cap rates may increase slightly, earnings will continue to be repriced significantly downward, leading to continued value and price decline. In addition, values will continue to fall, with unleveraged institutional properties likely to be repriced from peak to trough to the tune of approximately 35 to 45%. Lower grade properties in many areas will decline even more. Watch for continued lack of liquidity in the debt markets, along with significant increases the number of defaults. Further, banks and insurance companies will experience significant pressure from commercial real estate, which could reduce lenders' bargaining power in the workout and loan renewal process over the coming year. It is important to remember, though, that when there are losers, there are also winners. As we saw when Sam Zell, the noted grave dancer, recently raised more than $600 million to buy distressed debt. Look for more opportunities to emerge where investors will be able to pick up some very solid commercial properties at distressed prices, particularly when you can buy the debt at a discount with the expectation of taking over the equity. I want to thank you for your time today as we all do the best to make our way through this very distressful time in the commercial real estate market.